The Czech Republic's trade unions say they are ready to demonstrate if the government rejects their demands for a 15% pay rise for teachers. With the cabinet due to debate the matter, the unions argue that the state has the funds to boost salaries for educators and other public sector employees. Ian Willoughby has more.
The Czech Confederation of Trade Unions has long been campaigning for an end to cheap labour in the Czech Republic, where the economy has been thriving for some time. Now workers' leaders are stepping up their demands for pay increases for public sector staff. At an extraordinary meeting of around 200 delegates in Prague on Wednesday, the unions demanded rises of 15% for teachers and 10% for other state employees, including police officers, fire officers, health, social and culture workers. They want this hike to take effect in November. The president of the Confederation of Trade Unions, Josef Středula, told the assembly that the Czech state can afford to cover such increases.
The planned budget deficit will be markedly different from the actual deficit. Estimates are that instead of the deficit being 60 billion crowns, it will be 20 billion. That means there will be 40 billion crowns that will be either unused or saved.
The unions reject two alternative plans currently being considered by the Czech government, who they say have dragged their feet on the issue. One proposal is to give all public service employees a pay rise of 4%. The other is to allot an extra 12% for teachers and 7% for other categories. But the unions say both options are inadequate. What's more, they were originally pushing for earlier implementation and say demanding higher salaries from November represents a considerable climb down on their part. Josef Středula again.
We have already made a compromise. Our original demand was for September the 1st, 2017, and we said that we were prepared and that for us the date of September the 1st was an acceptable compromise. From that perspective, we believe that the state budget is capable of easily handling the union's proposal of 10 and 15%.
The union's warning comes days before a cabinet meeting on Monday, at which ministers are due to discuss public service pay. Talks with union representatives should take place in the days that follow. However, if the government fails to accommodate their demands, the unions say they're willing and ready to hold protests, with the Office of the Government or the Ministry of Finance mentioned as possible venues. As yet, they haven't said when such demonstrations would take place.